We are extremely honored this morning to have with us Dr. Ari D. Bestovici, who is an agent behind enemy lines during World War II. Dr. Bestovici has received his education in a number of European countries. In 1941, he escaped from the Nazis, and in 1943, he volunteered for service with the Foreign League, and carried out many missions behind enemy lines. Dr. Bestovici has been twice seriously wounded. Dr. Bestovici has four awards given by four various governments, the highest awards given by those governments. The only other living person in the United States that can say that is Dwight D. Eisenhower. It is my privilege to announce Dr. Ari D. Bestovici, who will tell us about some of his experiences during the enemy line during World War II.
You may be wondering about my name, so I'll start off by telling you a story about that. After my escape from Holland in 41, I got to England, and after a while was sent to the Royal Military College, which is the British equivalent to West Point. This was the first time in the story, in the history of the Royal Military College that non-Britishers were admitted. I was still a Dutchman at the time. There were 12 of us, a few Norwegians, a few Poles, and a few Dutchmen. I happened to be the tallest, so I was standing first in line, and we were addressed by what was called the regimental sergeant major, supposedly the man with the loudest voice in the British Army. Now, you were always addressed from at least 20 yards distance. This was to develop, as they said, your battlefield voice. So the introduction ran something like this. As soon as you're an officer cadet in England, you're addressed to sir.
What's your name, sir? Best of all, sir. Your name, sir. Best of all, sir. How you spell that, sir? B-S-E-B-R-U-R-T-J-E, sir. How do you pronounce that, sir? Best of all, sir. I'll call you distribution, sir.
You know, a few months ago we had Education Week, I think it was called that, and all the parents were invited to school. Well, my wife went, and the husbands were dragged along. You know, the fathers show up once a year, too. And one of her friends came up, my wife's friends, with her husband, and she was going to introduce the husbands, and this went something like this. I know your name, and I know how to spell it, but I can't quite pronounce it, but it sounds like Albuquerque. Now, I'm going to tell you some of my war experiences. It's a long time ago now, really. But as you will see, it still has some bearing because there are some values in that story that will last. I served in an outfit called Special Forces. Not Foreign Legion, sir. And while I'm at it, I do not have four decorations, but 18. The outfit was called Special Forces and comprised volunteers for every one of the Allied nations during World War II. When early in 1943, the American boys joined us, arrived in England, of what was called OSS. Now, this may be a more familiar name to you, the Office of Strategic Services. The name doesn't mean a thing, but OSS probably does. Or maybe you remember the name Cloak and Dagger Boys, which, of course, is an equally silly name. But when they joined us in 43, we were the only truly, completely allied outfit. We had representatives of every one of the allied nations. Starting on the map in the north, we had Norwegians and Danes and Poles and Dutchmen and Frenchmen and Belgians.